hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building, showing men how to pull women, go get them like it. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers when it come to dating, talking and texting. Keep the conversation hella into blessings. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. For the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player? Well, it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you're ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh. Yes, this is the man mindset.
It is. Game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time.
Oh, shit. All right. Gentlemen, welcome to the Man Mindset Show. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Want to give a shout out to the 179. Shout out to you guys. Sorry, Rex. Shout out to you to 179 people, 1215, that enjoyed the show so much that you broke a Man Mindset record. And we will always appreciate those guys. And we will always give you love for that specific day. Gentlemen, if you want to call in, you know the number. The number is 563-999-3-0. 56 is the number. If y'all want to chop it up. Also, guys, I always say for you guys out there, y'all know the routine. We're going to go over the routine. It's the basic thing. But, gentlemen, please go ahead and get your crayons out. Go ahead and take notes. If you have a question, just put a Q there. If you're texting a woman, you don't know what's going on and you need help with that, just put a T. And if a woman is saying something to you that is throwing you off, just put a W, and I promise we'll answer that question for you. Also, gentlemen, if you get the opportunity, can, if you're listening to us and you want to follow us, please make sure you go to the store. Go to the dollar store, wherever you can. Get your 100-piece puzzle set. Start to put that together. Start working on patience, discipline, and a communication with yourself. Also, shout out to the ladies out there. Ladies, how y'all doing? Give a shout out to the ladies. Ladies, I got a new track I'm working on, so I'm going to drop another erotic track. Want you ladies to know it's going to be coming real soon, but it is. It's coming soon. So we got a lot to talk about. And we want you guys out there to really learn what we're trying to show you guys. And that is not teaching you to think like me, but teaching you how to think like yourself. So for that, and before we get into it, gentlemen, I want all of you guys to take a moment, go into the dojo, into your mind. And really be honest with yourself and learn your creed. It's the Man Mindset Creed. You can use this if you like or create your own. But if you want to use this, let's go over it. Here we go. I am the only one of my kind. That's my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. Say along. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself and not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up, and I'm not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That's your job. This is who I am today. And if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you will get to meet the new me tomorrow, gentlemen. All right, with that being said, let's get into the show, guys. You have the number. The number is 563-999-3056. If you have any questions, anything, put a Q in there. And what we'll do is we'll get your questions. We'll put them in the thing, and we'll answer those, as well as any phone calls that you guys have. All right. So, so getting back, now, if you're joining us today and you kind of missed out on yesterday's show, well, yesterday's show was a big one because, oh, shit. God damn it. Before I even get to that, guys, gentlemen, right here. Don't forget, gentlemen, if you can, we'll be starting this pretty soon. Man Mindset on Twitch TV, where we be, where I'm going to be in a virtual set playing games while teaching games. So if you want to follow that, that's only if you want to comment and me talk to you. I won't be able to talk to you on YouTube or any other platform. I can only talk to you here when I'm there. So just add that if you can. But anyway, so we were, I was giving you something that no one else has ever given you when it comes to the game. And hopefully whatever that thing was, the thing that I showed you should be able to give you more clarity, more understanding, and should help you gap the bridge between the judgments that you have and also realizing, truly realizing why a lot of you fail with women. It was, it's very simple. We broke it down into simple steps, and we did add time to that, and letting you know that we all get turned down. So don't think that just because you don't have game and I have game, that I don't get turned down. Yes, I get turned down just like you, but I explained to you the why, and go back and listen to that in the beginning of the show. But we're going to want to carry over, because we didn't get a chance to really finish and talk about everything we wanted to talk about, because we're trying to do something that rarely anybody does, especially when it comes to the game, is going to the depth of trying to get to your core. But to understand your core, one must understand how your mind is working and how your thoughts are the thing that are holding you back from who you are, okay? It's like it's a disconnect that a lot of you have, even though you think you are connected, because we did also talk about something very important as well. We also discussed, and hold on one second, I'll put you in a question, Sauce, I got you. But we also discussed how the mind tricks you into thinking it trusts you. So let me go ahead and answer these two questions real quick. Guys, y'all can call in if you can. We got a lot to talk about. We're here for a minute, so relax. We got y'all. How do you talk about yourself with a woman for a convo? Okay, Sauce, what I want you to do, just you, Sauce. Sauce, what I want you to do, Sauce, okay, just you, Sauce, because I want to help you. And I'll give you an example, because I'm going to show you how it works, because a lot of guys don't think, you know, you got to be able to do it off the top of your dome. So, Sauce, just give me a statement a woman has said to you. That's all. Just something a woman has said to you, anything. I don't care. And then I'll show you, based off of what you're saying, how I can take what you're saying, utilize what you're saying, and then if I'm feeling a good move, I'll move that to my fours and show you how to do things. But, Sauce, I want to show you. Just give you an example. Give me something that a woman says to you. Just Sauce. Send me something that a woman says to, would say to you, a statement or a question she may ask. And I'm going to show you how to run game and talk about yourself in the conversation, okay? Just let me know, Sauce. I think you said that women are the masters with the game, and a few receive live streams. That's correct. I want to make sure. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Yes. The reasons why they are the masters of the game is because they know manipulation. So if you're trying to manipulate them, they already know you because they live in manipulation. The reason they have more game than the average surface dwelling male. Now, again, I didn't say men. It was the surface dwellers, you guys. The reason why they have more game is even though they're insecure and even though they are emotional, when you as a man who should not be insecure and emotional are on their level, that's when they begin to run game on you. See, women are smart enough. They have a women know how to position themselves to get you to be what they want you to be. Okay, they know how to make moves. They know how to talk to other guys and spend time with you and get away with things. They know how to get free dinners and free meals off of you and without even giving you any ass. They know how to make you go and spend your whole day lifting their shit and bringing it to their other apartment. And not only that, fixing their shit up. And then what they will grace you with is their time where they're talking to you either about other men or other situations. They're also smart enough to have you come over because they want company, but they're smart enough to let you know you're not going to get anywhere. They're also smart enough to put you guys in positions where you guys technically are fighting over her versus her fighting over you. So, yes, these women have game, and these women know what they're doing. So what I'm saying to you, Robot, is that this is why, because the level of game that they're playing, like I told you before, is based off of your behavior. See, they wouldn't have that much game if you guys weren't cookie cutters. And what I mean is everything you do and everything you think is like the average guy, meaning that she already knows how to move and position you based off of who you are. So when you see it for the first time, okay, you see her for the first time, but she has seen you before. So she's already prepared. She knows how to play the damsel in distress. She knows how to get what she wants from you. She knows how to make moves to get what she wants. So this is what happens. So if, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully I was able to answer your question. Sauce, I'm still waiting for you to just give me a statement. I don't know if you are, but if you're not, that's cool. You know, it's okay. Here you go. Thank you, Sauce. All right, about to say, Sauce, come on, bro. All right. She says, Okay, woman told me I don't drink and drive. Okay, wait. I don't drink and drive. Okay, that's all right, let me show you some magic here, guys. All right, before we get to the magic, guys, I want y'all to see this before we even get into this and show you how it works. Now remember, guys, I got the opportunity by taking what she says. How do I want to take what she says and move her where I want her go? Also being able to know why, defend, stand, and express it to move her to my four by the statement that she's saying. Now, what I would simply say is this. Now, remember, I'm going to break it down, talk about me, but also put us in a situation, not only in a sexual situation, but I'm also going to use the situation to show her safety as well. So safety, sexual, and talk about me. Safety, sexual, and talk about me with the statement she doesn't drink and drive. First off, if she tells me she doesn't drink and drive, first thing I'm going to say is, you know what? Well, you never have to worry about me ever having to be a drunk driver because I don't drink, because the thing about me is, you know, I'm a gamer. I love to play video games. I'm a big kid. I love to have fun. I love to enjoy life. And to me, I don't drink. But I am a alcoholic when it comes to sexy women because I love to peel back layers inside the women to get intoxicated by certain things about her, learning things about her that she doesn't really express to other men. Those are the things that I love to be an alcoholic about. But as far as it comes to drinking and driving, if I knew that it was a situation that you were drunk, I would be more than happy to either drive you home, or if you and I were together, drive you back to my place, put a nice blanket over top of you, and have you relax, because I don't ever want you to feel like I want to take advantage, because I would never take advantage of a woman that is intoxicated. Just even though the situation may present itself as sexual, me, myself, I just kind of sit back and let things happen. Now I'm about to move to sexual. Real quick, Sauce, I'm about to move to sexual. But Sauce, you see how I'm doing that? I'm not asking any questions. I'm telling her shit. That's all I'm doing. Now I'm making it sexual. Now, with that being said, well, see, now that I, you know, and again, talking to her, finding out if she's an alcoholic or anything like that. But One thing now that I know about you, now that I know this about you, I know now that if you ever are lucky enough to come in my bedroom, when you see the wine above my bed, I'll make sure I take the wine off of my bed and make sure I exchange it to put sparkling wine. That way you can be more laser focused, not just on me, about the moves that I'm going to make on you. I mean, one thing I love to do when a woman is over, especially in these types of situations, is not to get her intoxicated, but I just want to relax her and set the mood of what's going to happen between the two of us. And the drunk aspect is not necessarily the liquor that's getting you drunk. What is getting you drunk is the way I look at you. You get drunk off the way I look at you. You get drunk off the way or the things I say in your ear. You get drunk off of how I take my lips and slowly kiss you right here on the back of your neck, slide all the way down to your shoulders while I take my right hand and rub your back. Also, hold on a second. Also, wait, let me show you this one. Let me pull this up while I'm saying it so y'all can see it in real time. Also, while I'm in the bed with you and you're drinking, how I take my left hand and I rub underneath your knee while I'm whispering things in your ear, taking my fingers and going from your knee to the lower part of your calf until I reach your ankle and slide back up as I whisper things in your ear. These are the things that I would love for you to get drunk off. The moment that you and I are going to spend together, that you show me a part of your sexual self, a part that most men don't know about you, because talking to you is a great thing. But I know by just spending this little bit of time with you, I can see things in you that maybe you've never seen in yourself. And if given the opportunity to have you in that situation and in that moment, I'm going to make sure that not only are you going to be intoxicated by the situation we're in, but you're going to become drunk with lust, excitement, and very weird, awkward sexual behaviors that you've never tapped in before. I'm sorry. I got to be quiet. I'm sorry. Yeah, hey, guys, I'm sorry, guys. Let me stop. I'm sorry, guys. It just flows. I could just keep talking. I'm sorry. But sauce. Sauce. Hold on. Sauce. Let me go back to sauce. I'm sorry. Let me get my dog sauce, man. Sauce. Do you see what I'm saying, though? I'm sorry, sauce. I just ran my mouth, but sauce. Do you see how I just took what she said and what I did? I always maintain my four. My four's separated from a 2 + 2 = 4, talking about having her over. Well, first talking about me, and I don't drink. Also, I did a 3 + 1 talking about what I like to do, what intoxicates me. I did a 12 - 8. Also to another 4 where I discuss if she was ever drunk, I bring her back to my place. I did a 24 - 20, still on my 4 of talking about if we were ever in a situation and she was at my place, I would put a blanket over her. I did a 34 - 30, which is a still another 4 of discussing what would we do if we were together. Not, and then also you could say a 44 - 40, I also talked about what would it be like if her and I were together as a couple and easing her mind. Remember, I told you I want to ease her mind and let her know that I'm not going to ever take what? Advantage of her being intoxicated. I will put the blanket over her. But if she's going to get intoxicated by anything, okay, this is a 12 / 3 situation. Still my 4, I broke down. Then I got more into the sexual side, which could be a 100 - 96, another 4. See, everything I'm doing, I'm still maintaining my 4. It's just how I'm shifting. I'm shifting up. I'm shifting down. But at no time did I ask her any, what do you do for a living? What are you looking for? All I did was paint pictures, give experiences, and let her know what it's going to be like with me, to even a point where I went beyond the wine above the bed to change it up. I changed it all up again. 16 / 4. Not 16 / 4. I apologize. What I did from that point, just another 4. I'm just throwing fours at you. But what I said also then, when I talked about us in the bed and the experience we would have in the bed, I painted another picture by painting the experience of some of the things I would do when she's sober, not intoxicated, but using what she's saying, drink and drive, to be enough to discuss, you know what, I want you to get intoxicated off of my touch, off of the things I say, and how I move. So Sauce, I hope I was able to answer that. But I apologize, Sauce. I was just going off the top of my dome, dog. But it's that easy. And you don't have to ask any fucking questions at the same time. All right, let's get to this next one right here. P says, I love your game, but you break down for the guys. But I travel a lot, and I noticed that a problem when it comes to women. Well, here's the thing, brother, and this is what you are going to learn, I guess, the more you stay here, is that I don't care if you're standing. Okay, it's just like what I teach guys about women. The blueprint of a woman is either she's going to be A to A or A to B. That's it. That means she's going to be A to A, standing still. A to B means she's moving, okay? As a man, the place doesn't define me. The states don't define me. The cities or the countries don't define me. I still can be me, whether I'm online or offline. I'm in another country or another city or another state. So I don't see what you're doing is, and I'm showing you, you're thinking on the surface again. You're surface dwelling again. Because what you're saying is that because you travel, the game has to be different. The game is never different when you are one with yourself, sir. All right, let's get to the next question here. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Guys got a lot to chat about. Let me get to my 301. I guess that's Merrill. That's the DMV. 301, sorry for the long wait, brother. What's going on? What's your question, man?
What's going on, Steve?
You got it, brother. How can I help you, man? I'm sorry for the wait. I didn't notice that. What's going on, bro?
No, it's all good, man. I need some advice.
Sure. Gotcha. What's up?
All right. So my wife, she's pregnant. I have a 5-year-old, but she don't accept my kids from my previous relationship.
What wife?
How should I go about this?
Okay.
I have a wife now.
Okay. How long have you been a wife? How long has she been your wife?
About 5 years.
When did she not accept your kids?
See, that's the thing. Like, the whole child support and all that stuff, so they was holding them hostage. But now they're starting to come back around.
Well, no, what I'm saying you said your new wife doesn't accept your children, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Understand this.
I have children before.
But I know. It's okay. I already got the answer. Okay. Then I'm just saying what I would do. This is how I would do it. She wouldn't be my wife, first off, because I would know. See, this is where a lot of guys go wrong. See, when you are about to honor her with your ring, this is when you got to sit down and have the power. Somehow I used to always talk about, I've always been talking about this since the late 90s. You got to have this powwow. You got to talk about schooling. You got to talk about race, religion, political affiliations. You got to talk about discipline. You got to talk about Christmas, Halloween. You got to have a talk with her so you and her can be on the same page with everything. But it is at this point where when we talk kids is that I need to know how you feel about my other children. And based off of what you're feeling is going to be the either we're going to move forward or fall back, because my children, even though they're from somebody else, they are a part of me. They're my representation. They're my kids. Now, and this is what I'm saying. Even if you had kids and I met you, I would accept your kids and accept that they have a father. And I would respect that that circle between you, your ex-husband, or your baby daddy and those kids. If she doesn't accept your children, she cannot accept you. I would have been out that shit, because that's the greatest disrespect. But here's the problem. You got problems twofold. First problem is, big dog, is that you didn't check this. So you created her bad behavior. Then you gave her reinforcement by getting somebody pregnant that's not on your team. She's not a team player.
Yeah.
A team player is going to work with the team. You know what I mean? Even though I don't like the fact that he can't block or he can't run or he can't catch a pass, he does good within the system of the whole team. So I got to accept him. You see what I'm saying? I've got to accept the team. She didn't accept the team. So she's going – but which means is that your children, your beloved, beautiful future, And every time they come over your house, they're going to be treated like second-class citizens. And that cannot happen.
Yeah.
This is my prince. This is my princess. You know what I mean? These are my children under the umbrella of my name. And that means my name, wherever my name is, it has to demand respect. You cannot treat anything that has my blood flowing through it like a second-class citizen, because then you're treating me like a second-class citizen. You see what I'm saying? Now, wait, time out.
Yeah.
Did she know you had other kids when y'all got together?
Yeah.
Okay.
I fucked up, but I didn't lie about it.
Okay, well, now that's cool. Now that she knew that, see, and again, I'm just saying what I would do as a man, because I don't see your problem is that you didn't check the behavior, and then you rewarded it. So then what's going to happen is she's going to expect you to take your child from her and put that child above your other kids, whereas a man, all children are equal that have my blood flowing through them. I'm not going to treat one child this way or allow you to treat this child that. Now, listen, it's your child. So if you want to love and spoil our child, right, that's fine by me.
Yeah.
You don't have to spoil and spoil my kids. But the expectation of keeping me around you, you should treat all my children equal. Because if you're treating this side like second class citizens, then what are you saying about me? Because they're my representation, they're my legacy. You see what I'm saying? So you kind of put yourself in a tough situation, because I never want children who are impressionable to feel that they're not wanted. You know, they might love you and want to see you, but they might get beat down or treated a different way by her versus her understanding or overstanding. I might not like those batches of kids. I don't give a fuck what you like. All I know is you better treat those kids like you're treating our kid. Because if you're not treating, see, that's why, again, I have no low tolerance. I don't play that shit. 857, I got you next, but you see what I'm saying, dog? I don't play that shit.
I had told her that. So now it's like, how do I get out?
Well, you can't. Okay. Well, here's this is what I always say. You got to accept the responsibility. See, you have to be dad. Okay, you got to be dad. And to be dad, you must figure out what's best for you, because remember, you're king.
Yeah.
Are your princesses and princes have the same equal as the new prince or princess that's coming in your life? And you must decide. See, this is why I teach you to think for yourself. I put the weapons on the table. Now, I feel like you're in a relationship that's not based off of respect. I always tell you, don't fall in love with women. Fall into respect. And I feel like you're in a love relationship versus a respectful one. See, I demand respect. And if you don't demand respect, then you're going to get what you're getting right here. A woman, now listen, she's got every right. Now, please understand this. She's got every right to love her child because that's her child, right? Yes.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to love someone else's kids on the level she loves her own. She's just got to respect them the same. You see what I'm saying? The love that she has for her kid will never equal the love that she doesn't have. Those aren't her kids. But the respect must be the same. Because it's the respect of your blood flowing through their veins. That's the respect. She doesn't have to love them.
Yeah.
She just got to respect them. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I don't even want to chance anymore.
You don't want to what?
I don't want to even chance the fact that she might make my kids feel a certain way. So I'm just...
No. But see, this is man shit. Listen. If I bring my kids over here just treat them with respect. You know, and no one's telling you have to say you love them. No one's telling you have to hug them. No one's telling you have to ask them if they're hungry or they want something to eat like you would your child. I'm saying when they come over, you treat them with the same well, I don't know if you have respect for you because you know what I'm saying? If you're
respectful,
treat them, right. Treat them with the same respect as you would me because they are me. And if you're treating something I created like a second-class citizen, then you and I have a problem. Because remember, I'm not telling you to love them. I'm just saying respect them because I created them. So if you're not going to respect what I created, then you and I got a problem. See that? You got to see that.
Yeah.
That's it's huge, man. It's huge. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I appreciate it, man.
So just what's that now?
I was saying I appreciate.
How old are your kids?
5, but she's pregnant now, though. You know what I'm saying? But. My other
you're batch before her. Yeah, your other kings and queens. How old are they?
10 and 7.
Okay, so that's okay. Listen, and that's what I'm saying. 10 and 7, they'll recognize that she's the wicked stepmother. They'll recognize it. But as long as give you an example. If she's going to fix, I mean, this is down the line, but if she's going to offer her kid a sandwich or go to McDonald's for her kid or something, right? She better bring something for the other children. Don't just feed the, if they're over, you treat them the same. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying, okay? But I got to grab this other call. But listen, hey, great call. Just think about these things, man. And if you need some more help, holler back at me. And but I do congratulate you on your future child, man. I appreciate you, man, for that shit. That's good, man. Okay.
I appreciate it, Steve, man. Thanks a lot, man.
I respect
doing
your
thing, man.
All right, I will, dog. Thank you very much. Respect to you. Let me get this other call. We'll continue. 875. Sorry for the wait, sir. How can I help you, sir?
Hello.
Yes, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, man. This calling is, you know, my wife called me cheating and shit.
Your wife thought you cheating, okay?
Yeah, like we've been married like for 15 years, and
okay,
you know, I just want to know how do I get her back?
Wait, she's gone now?
Yeah.
Why'd you? Okay. Why do you want her back?
I mean, she does a lot for me, you know.
No, she ain't doing that much because you was getting some pussy on the side. He wasn't doing that much for you.
I mean, as men, like, you know.
No, as men, can't use as men on this one. Can't use as men on this one. It's simple. Why do you want her back? If you get her back, she's going to keep throwing this shit in your face. I'm letting you know. If you try to get her back, she's going to keep bringing it up. Every time you say, I'm going to the store, she's going to think that you're seeing some other woman. Every time you're on your phone, she's going to think you're texting another woman. If you want to live that life, then I'll show you. But I would not recommend that shit. Listen, you got to accept. Look, you cheated. She's gone. You got to charge it, brother. You just got to accept it. But I'm asking you, why do you want her back? Well, I'm just saying you got to figure that out. You're king. I'm only presenting you the weapons that you should grab for yourself. You have to know why you want her back. Why do you want her back? Somebody that's going to throw all this shit in your face. Why do you want her back?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Listen, I know a lot of guys say, let's go to marriage counseling. Let's work this out. I'm sorry, but I'm telling you, this is why I always tell you guys, when you get in these relationships, you got to either have some kind of a understanding that, you know what, that's why I always like for you guys to have more bisexual women that can bring women into so you can get your feel, or Or you just listen. But let me ask you this, wait, let me ask you this question though. What was sex like? Was she? How many times you were having sex with her? Was she withholding sex? Was she lazy, tired? I'm not in the mood. What was she like that way?
Nah, anytime I want to, you know.
All right, so wait, okay. So is anytime you want. Okay, you just
really have that. I didn't set that thing up like when we got married, you know, when I got to know her.
You didn't set it up right. That's what I'm saying. See, if you wanted something on the side, okay, have you ever thought about even having a conversation with her about, you know, what was it like in college? Did you ever experiment? You know, while you're having sex with her, maybe throwing a threesome, two women and a guy. You know, y'all watch that. You know, kind of ease her in, like later let her taste her own pussy juices. I mean, have you ever talked to her about her fantasies, or have she ever fantasized about being with the woman or anything?
No, I actually never did that. You know.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
Probably mentioned that she's gonna be bad.
Well, yeah. Well, even okay. Well, that's why you gotta know your partner before you put that ring on her. I'm saying that. Listen, you should have a woman, because I got my boys. They have women that just sometimes they bring women in for their husbands. Sometimes they know, you know, their husbands are. See, when a woman gets around a man, she knows that he's gonna be wanted by other women. Okay, think about the NBA, NFL. Okay, all those wives have this thing. Most of these wives have their husbands. You can go out there and fuck around, do whatever you want. Look, all these senators, same thing. Go ahead and fuck around, do whatever you want. Just don't make me look stupid. Don't make me look stupid. You see what I'm saying? Don't make me look stupid in front of my family and all this other stuff. But some women just want you for themselves. And if you want a woman that wants you for yourself, then you just got to be that man for that woman. Now, that's why it's very important to talk to your woman to find out her sexual side. Do you like eating pussy? Are you bisexual? What are your fantasies? What are the things you like? You know, let's go do some things. You know, let me do things that you like, and these are things I like. But you can't just, you have a good woman and you want somebody on the side and then expect her to be the good woman by when you come back to her. She's not going to be that, big dog.
Yeah. Yeah, the good thing is that I don't have, like, a kid with her, you know.
Oh, no, that's good. No, so it's just, that's what I'm saying. See, that's great. There's no kids involved. But, see, what you don't understand, see, if you know what you're doing right, and I always tell you, they're going to, like, with the men, the guys I teach them, when you know how to fucking eat pussy and do the shit I show you, they're going to leave. But you know what? They'll always bring their ass back because they never met a motherfucker like you before. So what I'm saying to you right now, you can hold the line and just chill out. Let her come back. See, I never want you to be in the position of crawling your ass back, because if you crawl back, you got to play by her rules. You see what I'm saying? See, a lot
That's
of guys.
Why I call
see,
the show,
right.
That's why I call
see, a lot
the
of guys. Right. A lot of guys fuck up. A lot of guys fuck up. And guess what they do? They crawl back. Baby, I'm sorry. I want to make things right. What do you want me to do? And then here you go. Well, we got to have counseling. And you've got to promise you never did. And you got to unlock your phone. And I got to watch all. Listen, if you caught me, I did it. I own it. But you just got to accept. Listen, we got to talk. But I'm not going to family counseling to have somebody sit there and be like, yes, 857. So how does that make you feel? Did you ever consider her feelings? And why would you do such a thing? Or. The first time you have sex with her after that, did she do it this way? Did she suck it? How the fuck did you get caught anyway? How did you get caught?
It was stupid, man. I just, I sent a message, right, when she went to work. When the girl came and I sent the message to her phone instead, you know.
What was the message?
You know, I said, she already left. Like, we're going to make it happen.
Oh, dude.
And,
dude, you should have called me right now. I could have fixed that. I got it right here. I already got the fix. You know how I fix it? As soon as I sent it over, hey, she's gone. I want you to come over. Send that text message, right? I'm sure she said, who the fuck are you talking about, right? She probably was like, who are you talking about, right? Okay. Now wait, let me give you an example. I'm gonna give you guys follow game. I could have saved this shit for you, brother. God damn it. All right, let's say her name is Kathy Lee Sampson. Kathy Lee Sampson, okay?
Yeah.
I'm texting the other woman, but Kathy read the message. She's gone. I want you to come over. Who the fuck are you talking about? You know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about Lee. Now, and if you excuse me, let me finish my conversation with Lee. And then you just get on your phone and say, she's gone. What I want you to do is I want you to come over, and I want you to be prepared for me to bend that sexy ass over and eat you from the base. You see what I'm saying? To Lee.
Yeah.
Why? Because you're saying that Kathy's the good girl. Lee's the dirty, naughty one. So who I'm really talking to, I'm really talking to your middle name. I'm talking to you. Or if you name the pussy, which you don't even know about, but if you name the pussy or name the pussy, you could have used that. So, but see, this is where y'all go wrong. With see, this is why you need motherfucking coaches, man. Because you motherfuckers
But the thing is that, like, when she left, when I sent her the text, I called the other girl to let her know, but she wouldn't pick up. So when she came back, she was like, you know, mad and shit like that. And the other girl came, you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't get a hold of her.
Wait, the other girl came over your house?
Yeah, like, she came and knocked on the door, like, you know.
Brother,
and,
why? Okay, brother.
Yeah, like.
How old are you, man? You can't be, dog, you are such a what like, they call those novice? Novice guys, they're not experts.
I'm 29.
Now, how the fuck are you going to bring a bitch to your fucking crib, dog? You never bring the side bitches to the crib. This is, okay, let me show you what we used to do for guys that were married back in the day, and I'll show you this real quick before we get to the show, guys. I'll answer your questions. This is why I got with my boys, and this is why we all chipped in about $200 each, and we got a spot, a little getaway spot. Where all our boys had all keys, and we all had an understanding. We're going to fix this motherfucker up. We're going to have one bedroom, two bedroom. We're going to furnish that motherfucker and everything. And then that's going to be our side pad. So when you have women to call, they'll call the side pad. You want women to come over, they'll come over there. So that transition will keep them there. So if shit don't work out and they keep coming around, they only get as far as a side pad. They ain't going to fuck up what you got. See, when you're a gigolo, that's one of the things you got to do it also for your clients. You know, even though they want to spend time with you, you don't want to be with your clients at their place. That's why you either want to do it at a hotel, and if they make a lot of money, they'll do it in another city, or you create a place where y'all go to, a go-to spot. So, and again, I'm not trying to teach out guys. I'm like, no, I'm not trying to teach you how to cheat, but I'm just showing you how we did it, dog. Yeah, you can't let them come over. Like, I would do this real quick. When a woman would leave the crib, right? She leave the crib and all this shit. I like to, when she's high, I like to bring her down and shoot her back up. I mean, I'm just evil like that. But she's feeling good. You know, I made my brother. She's feeling good. She's leaving. She's all excited. And then, what I tell my boys, send her, like, the text message you sent, send that shit to her. Hey, let's say Kathy Lee. Hey, Lee. She just left. What I want to do is I want you to wear this tonight. So when you're sucking my dick, I can see, you see, talking that shit, right? To a point where she's going to get offended, be hurt, be all these things, her low, right? But then to bring her back up high is I'm using her middle name. That's part of the game. See, a lot of guys don't know how to flirt. And flirt with their women. A lot of guys, like, you know, even if you name the pussy, you know, when I call, I tell guys, you call your woman and shit. But I'm saying, you know, you call her and say, hey, what's going on, Kathy? What's up, baby? How you doing? I'm good. Hey, what's up? How's Lee doing? Who's Lee? Who you talking about? Hey, my girl you sitting on right now, how's she doing? Is she shaved? What you doing? You take care of my girl? No, you better take care of my girl, Lee. You see what I'm saying? Always talk in the third person. Why? That's flirting. See, I always use the first name as the good girl and the middle name as the nasty whore slut, right? But that's how I talk. See, when I wanted to be dirty, I'll talk more Lee, right? But when I want to be more like just chill, I'll talk Kathy. But it's still the same person. But what I'm doing is I'm flirting. I'm changing up everything. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. All right, brother. So yep. I'll throw it back in. But if you got another question, hit me back, okay, my brother?
All right, man. Thank you. Appreciate you, man.
I respect you. Good luck to you, sir. Good luck to you. All right, guys. Let's get to some of these questions, guys. We're here chopping it up. Grab some of your questions. Let's grab some of these questions. And now, Sauce, I hope I helped out Sauce. If y'all missed that, I helped Sauce out with his question. Okay. Let's see here. I guess Robot asked this question. So how comes it's okay for a woman to take advantage, use simps and manipulate them, et cetera? Okay. Robot, again, you're in judgment number 6, but allow me to help you. People don't give a fuck about your feelings, and I don't give a fuck. I think it's – they're not necessarily manipulating you. You're telling them to – see, you guys think a woman just looks at you and says, I'm going to manipulate him. I'll give you a case in point. This is why I tell you guys don't ever go in a strip club if you're trying to pick up a stripper. Because as soon as you walk in that strip club, you're telling the woman that you are easily manipulated. All you guys that look at a woman's photo, be like, oh my God, she's beautiful, she's sexy, she's gorgeous, I nut up in her first day, marry her. You're telling her you're easily manipulated. You're saying, I'm open, manipulate me the way you want to do it. See, you think women just say, oh, I'm going to manipulate you. No, you're telling her to manipulate me, take advantage of me. See, these surface dweller places that tell you to, you know, flash your money, flash your cars, flash the money. You're saying, take advantage of me, buy my money. Okay. Don't you think men should also play the game? No. Because what you're saying is this, Robot. You're saying because they do it, men should do it, right? Now it's going to be a tough one to swallow right here. You shouldn't swallow this one. But, again, you're saying if they do it, why don't we do it? Because they're doing it. So, Robot, I'm going to ask you this question, 101. So if she sucks a dick, should you suck a dick because she's sucking a dick? Let me know. Because you're saying that it's not fair that she's doing it, so we should do it because they're doing it. So if she's sucking a dick, then you're thinking, it's like, well, shit, if she's sucking a dick, then why can't we suck a dick because they sucking a dick? See, right now, because your surface-dwelling thoughts is that you're taking a feminine position, not understanding that if you either have game or you're fucking food. I'm sorry, I don't make the rules. I'm just trying to get you on the other side of the street. If you are a sometimes person, you don't have game. That means if you sometimes can get women, if you sometimes can talk to women, that means you ain't got no game at all. And you're open for someone who has more game than you to take advantage of you. Because a lot of you guys fake game. You fake wearing masks. You act and pretend like you're something that you're not, knowing that she already knows what you are before you even open your fucking mouth. You see her, she looks at you, and you look away and shit. Drink a little bit, you look away and finally get the courage. Or you hanging out with her for fucking weeks and finally get the courage to start talking to her. Man, she knows that she can take advantage of you. So how come it's okay? Because that's the rules of the game. You are either a hunter or food, period. You can't loophole that. That's the law of game. Game is always moving, and it doesn't give a fuck, and it tells us how to run with it. Run alongside it as long as you can until you ain't no more, then it's going to keep moving. You are either hunter or you're fucking food. But while you're talking is, You're saying because they suck dick, why can't I suck a dick? Because they're sucking a dick. It's just not fair. Can't talk that way, brother. Next thing you're saying, and to make this clear, it's a simp's fault as well, but I still don't think it's an excuse for women. No, whoa, stop. Stop. Robot, if a woman came up to you and said, hey, robot, I just saw some brand new Michael Jordans I want to get you. I saw a nice Rolex watch I want to get you. I see, you know, my Allure. I saw a bottle of Allure spray that I want to give you. I saw some football tickets I want to buy you. I saw a 75-inch flat-screen TV I want to give you. I want to give you surround sound. I want to give you an Xbox. So you're telling me, robot, you're going to be like, oh, no, no, absolutely not. I don't want you to take advantage of me. No, no, it's wrong. I don't want that stuff. But what if 10 women are doing the same thing? 20 women are doing the same thing. 100, 500, or thousands of women are doing the same thing. You're going to tell me, oh, no, 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 absolutely not. I don't want your Rolex watches because I don't ever want you to think that I'm that easy. Really, motherfucker? Come on, man. You got to get off the surface and stop dwelling because you don't understand game, man, with that shit you're saying. Let's get to this question right here. We got a few more. Let's go. Breakdown game, Travis, no overseas women. No, Planet. All right, again, I'm sorry you have been indoctrinated in the cult called red pill, bitch-ass logic thinking. I say this, I'm sorry you think like a woman, but for some reason, I'm going to go two ways with this, and hopefully one of these will stick. If you actually think that, hold on a second. Raw, what's up? We live on the air. What's up, Raw?
I just seen a video you sent me.
So yeah, you saw that shit? I told you later about that shit. That shit funny, right?
Yeah. They call me, bro. Yeah.
All right, that's right. You guys, 1950.com, man. Fuck with them. All right, 50, thank you. So what I'm saying to you is two things is this. There's two things I'm saying to you. Peep game. If you actually think that just because she speaks a foreign language, she's stupid, then you're the dumbass, my brother. I tell you guys all the time, go to Facebook and look at 90-day relationships where all these suckers have foreign women that are running their asses. Look up the time where the guys bought that woman iPhones and she took all the iPhones from all those suckers in her country and bought a house with it. You guys think, see, the problem with a lot of you guys that have no game and are weak as fuck, you're always looking for excuses. You're trying to say that all women are bad. No, it's not the women. The fact is, it's you. The fact is, if you have to, now listen to me, this is what I say with love. If you got to go overseas and if you got to get on an airplane, you spend about $1,200 or $800 to fly to an overseas place to fuck a fucking prostitute. Please understand, you're fucking prostitutes. Because women think the same because they deal with guys like you in their country, so they know what you are. The only ones you're going to be fucking are the prostitutes. That's it. The ones that don't have money, the ones that need food and rent paid or something like that, they'll be apt to fuck you faster. They are. They just are. You're just fucking prostitutes. But you're not finding a quality woman. You're not going to follow a quality woman because you're not a quality. You're still going to fall under not being a quality man because they're going to see sucker on you, man. But if you're dumb enough to do that, then you're in the wrong place because men don't say things like this. As I said to the guy earlier, I'm going to be me if I'm in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Russia, India, Japan, Hong Kong, Philippines, China, Nova Scotia, Wales, Mexico, Jamaica, from the East Coast, West Coast, British Columbia, Australia, New Zealand, fucking Mars, Jupiter, Saturn. I'm going to be seeing motherfucker. I'm not going. If I travel for business. I will never travel for pussy. And if you're going to travel, I'm going to literally fly from overseas for 3 to 5 minutes of sex, then you are a weird, creepy motherfucker. And I hope we exercise you from that bitch ass thinking you have. The power of that bullshit compels you. The power of man compels you, because we need to do a mannerism for you thinking that bullshit. Let me continue with RL. What does it mean when a woman asks you, you have an STD checking up before fucking your first time? I told her my rubber's mandatory. I don't see the point. No, RL. No, hey, listen, RL, a lot of women are cautious. They don't want to catch shit, okay? And I tell every guy out there to check on your body. Make sure that everything's working fine. That is like if you get a checkup like monthly or every few weeks or something like that, and this question comes up, you just go down to your fuck kit, unzip that bitch where you got the paperwork to show her I'm clean. Clean bill of health, baby. You have nothing to worry about. Women are cautious, man. You just got to understand. The reason that they're cautious is because of that, the last question I asked. A lot of thirsty guys, okay, will fuck a lot of ain't shit grod bitches. You know, Superman just beat me, and I want to get rid of you. You know those grod type women, right? So what I'm saying is that a lot of you guys fuck a lot of STD, bottom of the barrel women that you can get home overnight. But a lot of women have a little thing called class and shit, and they ain't fucking everybody. They want to just make sure that if you enter them, kiss them, or touch them, that you're not going to give them anything. They don't want anything transferred. And if she feels that she wants to ask that question, then you just give her the paperwork to ease her fucking mind or roll the fuck off. Next one. Could you help me with your experience through this? No. Something's wrong is get yourself tested and show her, or leave her the fuck alone. It's that simple. This is the requirement. She wants to make sure that you have a clean bill of health because she doesn't want anything with an STD touching her. She's not in the wrong. She's allowed to ask that because you're entering her body. I know you're wearing a rubber. Yes, I get that. But she still wants a clean bill of health. And if you don't want to give her one, drop her, cut her off, and move on. Let me get some of these other questions. We're almost done. Let's see here. Hold on a second. Let me see here. Let me grab a few more, and then we'll get to the show. I got you guys. Okay. Let's see here. I got everything locked in. Let's see here. I think I got all the questions so far answered. I got a few more. I'll answer those, and then we'll continue into the show. Gentlemen, y'all got a question? Go ahead and ask the question. Y'all, we got you covered, guys. It's the Man Mindset. I'm the dean. Class is in session. Let me grab this shit. Let me see what is this one here. Round the game. Since women are the masters of the game, how can you start to master the game and become a better master? Who's the master of the game? No. See, this is why you're failing. They're the masters of the game to the 98% of you surface-dwelling motherfuckers that don't have a sense of self. They're not the masters of men. They're the masters of males and suckers and betas and scared motherfuckers. Motherfuckers that talk about pills and plates. Motherfuckers that talk about cold approaching. Motherfuckers that talk about going overseas. Motherfuckers that's always bitching about women. Y'all are the ones that they are over. They ain't over no motherfucking man, brother. They don't control men. They control you suckers like the media does, or athletes that wear purses and shit, or rappers and shit. How many women by numbers must a man sleep with to consider successful? No, okay, robot, again, this is why you got to learn how to be a student of the game. The game will never be about women. Women have nothing to do with the game. If you're talking about a woman when it comes to the game, then you have no game. A woman is just a perk. That's all she is. She's nothing special. Whether you sleep with 5 or 5,000 does not make you a man. As you're just a person that's fucking 5 or 5,000 women. If you're basing all your shit off of women, then you have no game. Because a motherfucker with game does not give a fuck. He's going to do what he wants to do, how he wants to do it. But see, you don't understand because everything you're talking about is about women, but it's okay. You're just surface dweller right now, so it's cool. No big deal. Toby says, what if a woman gets when a woman gets manipulated and taken advantage by a guy, could you say the same thing? It's the woman's fault and she allowed herself to get manipulated. Okay, hold on. If a woman gets manipulated and taken advantage of a guy, why the fuck do I care? What, again, brother, all right, Toby, you're on judgment number two. Really, judgment number two and judgment number five. Well, no, not five, more like six, because you're not judging the guy. You're judging the guy in the situation. Why do you care? I mean, why do you care about other men? Why do you care what a woman does with another guy? What the fuck does that got to do with you? Why do you surface dwellers like who are a bunch of women always come up with these fucking scenarios that have nothing to do with you? And this is why y'all lose, because all you're doing is judging women. You're judging a situation that has nothing to do with you, dog. The fuck you talking about, man? I mean, that's like saying, well, man, I ain't going to say what the fuck I was about to say, because that's real nasty, creepy shit I was about to say. So I'm not going to say it, but no, dog, you're missing the whole point. You're missing the whole point. That shit's going over your head. You're too busy worried about shit that has nothing to do with you. I have big game texting a woman online, but I get nervous. No, you're like, okay. This is what I understand. You know, the hardest thing that you surface dwellers do, and this is part of the mind, is that you have trained yourself to lie to yourself to be something that you're not. Ah, damn it. Y'all make me go back to my whiteboard to break shit down, but I got the piece of paper and pen. Let me show you why you're the problem, surface dweller. Texting, phone, face to face. Let's do it. And then we can say, all right, we can just go texting, phone, face to face date. Okay. So when it comes to texting, being on the phone and face to face, who the fuck is the common denominator? That's what y'all motherfuckers keep lying to yourselves about. If you're good online texting a woman, okay, but you get nervous either on the phone or face-to-face, then you're the fucking problem. Gentlemen, as a man, the way you talk, the way you text, the way you are face-to-face, whether you put a note on a dove or you do a smoke signal with a fucking blanket, it's still coming from one source. You're the one source. So if you're good in one area, you should be good in all areas, because you're the one communicating you to these areas. So if you're not really good in one area, you're not good in all that shit, meaning that you're lying to yourself, dog. You ain't big at texting women because you can't communicate yourself. That, guys, I'm good at what I do, guys. Don't lie to yourself, brother. You don't lie to yourself, man. Stop lying to yourself. Stop lying to yourself, sir. Let's see what we got here. Yeah, RL, if you call me, I got you. I'm sorry, if you call in, go ahead, call in, I got you. If y'all want to call in, we got you, man. Let's get back to what you're saying. Let's get back into the show. Guys, I got a question. Put a Q in there. We got you covered. I want to say hi. I want to welcome everybody. And we're talking about, but we will solve in third hour. Third hour, we will show you how to solve that. But I don't even know if we're going to be able to finish what we're saying, because I got to get into it. Call, I got you if you call. Okay. So what I'm saying to you guys is that when, as we talked about yesterday, the way your mind fucks you over is it gets you to trust it first. That's the trick. As I told you before, we've all done this before. We've misplaced our keys. We misplaced the remote control. We've misplaced our wallet. And when we ask ourselves the question, damn, where did I put my wallet? Where did I put my keys? What did I do with the remote control? Your mind is going to give, oh, hey, you remember when that one was sucking your dick, you took your wallet off, you put it on top of the refrigerator? Oh, yeah, it's on top of the refrigerator. Or you lost your keys. You remember you was on the phone with that motherfucking bitch and everything, and the keys in your pocket, and you know what? You were sitting on the toilet, you just threw the shit and it hit the bathroom. Oh, I forgot it's in the bathroom. So you begin to trust the voice because you think it has your best interest. But what happens is that when you begin to want something, like I want the woman. See, remember, when you ask a question that he answers, it's more in a present tense than a future question. A future question, he's going to fuck you over. A present one is something that you did. Remember, you dropped the keys. You just forgot where you dropped them. You dropped the remote control. You just forgot where you dropped it at. You dropped the wallet. See, that's in the past. He will always guide you on past things because he wants to build the trust. But when you see the woman, you want to take what is comfortable in his world and you want to flip it upside down. Okay? So the thing about your mind, it doesn't like feeling bad, okay? So what it does is it looks for quick fixes for your reactions. It wants to sabotage you because it does not want you to win the way you want to win for yourself. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Let me get to 857, then 407. 857, what's the question, brother? How can I help you, man?
Hello, man. Just calling to see, like, because we do some, I got some scammer proof. We would like to invite you, Lucario, and all the other guys that do the show on Sunday to go like out, you know what I mean, and just like see you guys doing it live.
Okay, here's the problem going live, 857. I want you to hear me. This is why it's not going to work. The problem is you cannot film a woman doing that without her express written consent, or you're going to get sued. You'll get sued. Does that make any sense?
I think it would be a dope idea too, and we'll pay you guys too.
Okay, are you listening to me, brother? Or are you just saying what you want to say? I guess you're not listening to me. Do you want me to slow it down? Are you listening to me?
Oh,
you
yeah,
ready?
You said, if you're talking to
a woman, you're filming her face and her likeness, you've got to get a express written consent from that woman.
What if we cover the face, though?
Okay. Let me explain something to you. You remember the Mystery Method? You remember the show, The Mystery Method, that came on VH1 back in 2006, 2007? Let me explain to you something to you. Okay. Before everybody went into that fake club with all the cameras around, they had to sign a waiver to know what they're walking into, okay? Meaning that these women who want to be seen on TV realize that, you know what? In order for me to get seen, I've got to show some kind of interest to this guy so I can get on film because I know they're trying to talk to me. It's not going to be authentic because they've got to sign the waiver, man. They've got to sign before you hit record.
A lot of people like do it on, you know, YouTube, like without doing it.
All right, no, wait. Wait. Hold on. How old are you, brother? Let me ask you. How old are you? How old are you?
27.
Okay. Well, are you 27 to 30, motherfucker? How the fucking old are you, man?
27, man.
You got to be the dumbest 27-year-old on the block. Let me slow it down again for you. In order for you to be able I'm sorry, wrong place. Goodbye. I'm done. I'm trying to help him, man. Talking to a woman doesn't prove anything, man. I don't understand why these surface dwellers think that if you're talking to a woman, that shows you have game. It shows that you're just talking to a woman, man. Anyway, let me give you this. Air code 407. What's your question, sir? How can I help you?
Hey, Steve. You know, when you talk about the mind, it fascinates me because ever since I bought your products, I've really seen how the mind works. And it's crazy to see. When you say the mind is deep and infinite, you're not exaggerating.
I know. You think I'm just making this shit
and,
up?
And just like the last caller, perfect example of who's running him. Who's running his show?
Hey, dog. Whoa. God damn you. God damn you. You saw that. His mind told. Wait, hold on, 4-7. Y'all see what this motherfucker just told
you? Can you, see it. You can see it. It's not like you're thinking about it. It's you can see it with your own. You're not supposed to look at it with your two eyes.
Right, but he's not look. He's his mind. Just think what his mind just told him. His mind said, "You know what? That little black motherfucker has to prove that he actually knows game. So you know what? Call him and challenge him and tell him we're going to get a camera crew and all that other stuff. If you can't see what I'm doing live on the air or the receipts I have and you don't think I have game, then I'm not the right person for you. I'm not. If you can't see that, you can't ask me anything. I go off the top of my head and show you. But he's making it about the woman, though, 4-7. You see what I'm saying? He's saying that you're going to be solidified in my eyes by you talking to a woman. You talk to a woman. And if I see you talk to a woman.
Their self-worth is from a woman.
Right. There you go. God damn you, motherfucker. You like, why you want to be like a top student and shit? Who told you how to read, motherfucker? Right, dog. That's dope. That's dope.
I don't know. I think I came out the womb like this, man.
Yeah, but do you see the problem in the issue? With a lot of guys with
clear,
no game.
It's clear as day, man.
Guys with no game is, it's like they want you to prove yourself to them. Like, again, that goes back to Karate Kid. Daniel was talking to Miyagi like, you got to prove to me that you know karate. Who the fuck are you? I don't have to prove shit to you. But what does it matter? See, a lot of these young men, and this kind of goes to judgment number 5, judging another man. They look at the man versus the lessons that he's teaching. You should never worry about what your mentor can do. If what he's teaching you is not helping you, then find somebody else. But when you question the mentor versus asking questions about yourself, then you're not teachable. You see what I'm saying, brother? It's not teachable.
It's self-important.
God damn it. There you go. Exactly. It's amazing that they were asked that question. You know, prove it. I mean, all you got to do is go to my website and see what I've done live on air making women play with their pussy by just using my words. I've typed before live on air telling a guy what to say to the woman to make her play with herself. I've shown you. You don't need to see me in action because whether you see – again, hold on. Wait, caller. Caller, it's important because he didn't watch last night's show. He didn't watch last night's show. And last night's show,
man.
Caller, I showed him about time. So here's the thing. What if I took him up on his offer and we met a girl between 6 and 9, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We met her between 6 and 9. She had a bad day at work. She maybe lost her cat or something went wrong. And I went with that film crew between 6 and 9, and I started talking to her, and she shot me down. And does that mean I don't know game? Does that mean Right. Does that
something
mean
happened before you even came into her world?
I can't remember that if y'all know game, and I told I'm the only one that showed them this, no man can control time. No man can control time. So if I talk to her between 9 and 6, or I talk to 5 women between 9 and 6 and I get turned down, that doesn't mean I don't have game. That means they're just not interested. But that's
now
the problem.
I got turned down this whole week, and it doesn't have anything to do with me. I did what I had to do. Spot running, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. But that's what I'm saying is, see, that's how the mind works. What the mind does is it says that, fuck listening to him trying to get you to his core. Let me go ahead and throw you off the beaten path. Let's judge him. Because the more you focus on him versus how he gets you to your core, then I win, right? Then I win because you're not focused on you anymore. You're focused on me having to prove myself to you. I've been doing this for over 30 years. I got nothing to prove. I shouldn't have to prove. But again, I don't prove anything. All I do is let the person know that this is not the right place. Because, again, it goes back to Karate Kid. Y'all got to watch Karate Kid, y'all guys. Because everybody
you
wants
to. You talking about the one with the black kid?
Both of them questioned Miyagi at the end. Remember? Will Smith.
I haven't seen the movie in a while.
Okay, well, you remember when he was doing the wax off, wax off? They questioned their mentor, saying, "Why am I doing all this work? I wanted to learn karate." But what they don't understand, they were learning karate. It just wasn't their perception of karate, because their perception
they can't see it.
They can't see, remember, you can't see what you can't see, right? You can't see it. That's why they're where they're at, because their perception only takes them to the level of their thinking. So that's when they question that. Wait a second. I thought karate's kicks and punches. Why am I washing off this car? Why am I waxing it on? Why am I waxing it off? What are you doing, Mr. Miyagi? I thought you were going to teach me karate. See, if I was Sato, I always say, don't be Miyagi, be Sato. If I was Sato, I'd be like, get your fucking ass out of my dojo. If I was Cobra Kai, get your ass out of my dojo. You ain't going to ask me no questions. Fuck you. Take your money, take your bags, get the fuck out of here. But, you know, that's how game works. Yeah, you know I mean? So, hey, real quick, I just want to ask you real quick. How did it feel when you unlocked that when you unlocked and realized you're infinite? How did that feel to you? What was your thought when you realized, by what you learned from me, that you're infinite, that you're only scratching the surface? What was that like? I don't say feel like a woman, but what was that like to you, real quick?
And it was profound, to say the least. See, because what I thought I knew, I thought I was just a simple light being in a flesh suit experiencing at most. Mm. And then once I really understood the true nature of what I really was internally, Jesus, that changed up my type of thinking. I was like, oh, shit.
Changed everything.
Like,
changed
if I can come up with some, if I can come up with certain ideas that I never thought was even possible, well, what else can I come up with? Well, what could I create?
There you go. And that means, what could you create means, when you meet a woman, she's asking, what can you create for me now to elevate my mind and educate my mind? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Gotta elevate yourself and educate yourself before you can do it to a woman.
Wait. This ain't hallelujah, is it? This ain't hallelujah, is it?
Hallelujah? I don't even know what the fuck hallelujah is.
Okay, I thought you was my student that got the Instagram chick. I thought you sound like him a little bit.
No. I might sound like other people. I might look like somebody else, but as far as I know, I'm the only person.
I'm sure, like, you were skeptical when you first met me, right? I'm sure you were, right?
No. It's Damien. I told you, I've been listening to you for, like, what, 4 months? Well, now it's well over 4 months.
So, but well,
in those four months,
saying,
I needed to see.
Right. You needed to see what?
I just needed to see, because I've been misled before, and I had to give you some of the time, man.
No, and again, you see that it's a whole different ball game, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah. You see, when I was trying to find my way to understanding, because I was looking for something.
Because my
journey goes back to like 2 years ago on YouTube. I've just been trying to look for something. I didn't know what it was.
Yes, sir.
But until I found your channel, it's what I've been looking for.
Yes, sir. The
information I was getting was poisonous. It was poisonous information talking about, you got a lie to a woman. I never felt like I had a lie to a woman. Never had a lie to my mom or my dad or my grandmother. So why should I lie to some strange woman about my business? Tell her what she needs to know, and that's it. And they even say, like, you got to take her out on a date. Before, like, the first step is taking her on a date. I'm like, a dinner date?
No.
What's the worst part? They all say the same shit.
Well, now you see why I say take her to lake, spread your ass cheeks, and feed the ducks, or take her to the corner of your face of the pillow, or ass up in the air, and give her coffee or tea, or wine or cocoa on the corner of my dick on your forehead, my balls in your mouth. That's why I say that.
Mm-hmm.
But see, a lot of guys don't have enough self-worth to believe that you don't have to feed these motherfuckers. Now, listen, I don't mind.
Maybe the McDonald's?
I don't mind you buying a pastry, because it's still low cost, but it goes with the cocoa. or a cheese board that goes with wine. But you'll get that money back if you know game, because you're not, you're investing is always putting a little bit in and getting more than what you got, you know, return, get, flipping your money.
Profit.
Like, right, get a profit, absolutely. And that's what I'm saying. Low, I want you to come in low. Don't spend, listen, a cup of cocoa, glass of wine, a cup of coffee, or a cup of ice cream, or a 99-cent loaf of bread is all you fucking need, because that's not what you, you're not the loaf of bread. You're, the loaf of bread is just something to do while you're showing her why she should suck your dick. That's all it is. It's just a, it's just like a gap between, you know what I mean? There's a gap between, so.
It reminds me of the stock market.
Yeah, well, we do talk stock markets as well, but I gotta run. But, hey, brother, I'm glad you came in, and I'm glad. I mean, do you want to say anything to any of these guys that's listening? Because you just started 4 months ago, so.
Man, just follow the light, man. Just follow the light.
Okay. All right, brother. I appreciate you, man. We'll throw you back in, okay, my brother? But anytime you need anything, let me know, okay, brother?
All right, man. Likewise.
I respect you. All right, let me grab this other call real quick, then I'll finish up. Oh, wait. I think this is the overseas guy. Overseas guy, hold on. I'll get you 1 second. Let me grab this 213. 213, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Dean, do you think, like, Kanye West is a beta male? Like, usually I don't pay attention to celebrities, but every time I go on Instagram, this motherfucker's popping up, like, you know, some weirdo shit, like, threatening to do Kim Kardashian.
What is Kanye West to you, though? Why do you care?
No, because the way the media is, bro, like,
I know, but listen, you got to understand the judgments. You're judging.
So why do I care? Because, you know,
you're judging another man.
No,
you're judging another man.
All right. No, because, look, the world give that to the youth. Like, I don't, like, to be honest, I don't really.
How old are you? Are you 18 years old? Are you 18 years old asking this question? You got to be 18.
I'm 23.
So you're a 23-year-old motherfucker asking me about another man and not asking about yourself. What does Kanye got to do with you?
He's a rich motherfucker jumping through hoops for a bitch. That's why I'm asking you. Like,
I'd rather you take a moment, go on Netflix, and watch the hardworking Kanye that was doing mixtapes when everybody thought he couldn't do it, and everybody was kicking him down, and he still pushed forward even though everybody didn't want to sign a DJ. I guess a couple of DJs. They never thought a DJ could be a rapper, so they didn't want to sign him. So everybody was turning him down left and right, and he didn't give up, and he pushed forward. If you want to talk about that Kanye, yeah, we could talk about that. But if you're talking about Kanye with a fucking woman, man, you got to go to another place. This ain't for you, man. This ain't for you if you're calling me about that shit, brother.
No, but it's pertaining to the game, because others
Hey, listen. This is not for you. I wish you your best endeavors or somewhere else, but I was just listening. I'm not the one for you, man. Take care. I wish you good luck. I tell you, I let him go. I tell you, just I'm doing him a favor. This ain't for him. Guys, listen, real quick, 360. There's a Kanye documentary on Netflix that I would love for you to watch. I watched it today, and it was very good, because it shows you what you do when everybody closes their doors on you and everybody doesn't believe in you and everybody has their own perception that just because you make mixtapes doesn't mean that you should be a rapper, that it hasn't been done before. No, you can't do it. Well, if you watch that part of the thing, I'm not talking about Kanye as a lover, which he's not really a man in that sense, because he is a mama's boy. Get that wrong. I'm talking about the push and drive that he had when everybody else didn't believe in him. He believed in himself. That's, if you want to talk about that Kanye, we can talk about that. But when it comes to his relationships, no, he's not a man. You could tell even in the videos, he's a mommy's boy. He was raised by his mommy, so he has a lot of mommy in him. So he's not going to really be seen as a man. He's a rich man that has drive when it comes to mixing tapes and recording. But that doesn't make him a man's man, okay? Let me get 360 real quick. 360, I can help you, brother. What's up?
Hello. Hiya.
Yes, I can help you, brother. What's up?
Yes. Hi, it is Ariel from Paris.
Yeah, bonjour.
Yeah, so.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Steve. Oh, je suis, je suis.
Yeah, You know, Ankh, first of all, I wanted to thank you for everything because I changed my life. And I asked you this question because I met this, that woman a few days ago. I took my bed in.
Yes.
And then I followed the blueprint. I communicated through land, air, and land, sea, and air.
Land, sea, air.
I had everything before that. I had the wine above the bed, my bed. I don't have fireplace, but I have a star projector on the...
Yes, sir.
I had a star projector. And so I communicated with her. I went. I asked her out after 3 dates. Then
okay.
Before I go to the date, I saw your video 5 years ago about how to manage your first date. I followed everything you tell. Yeah, I followed everything you said, and she was like on the defensive. She told nothing, and after the first date, she told me, "I just wanted you to kiss me. I don't know. I wanted you to stop what you are saying. I wanted you to kiss me right away."
Yes.
I was like, "Fuck! I didn't expect
it."
So
right. Yeah. Okay. Understand it. Okay, overstand this. See, what I show you, if you follow the playbook, see, you're not used to, you've always wanted to be in a world where a woman would say, just shut the fuck up and kiss me. But what you don't realize, when you were following what I was showing you, I'm setting you up for that because she saw value and worth in you by all the steps that you were taking. It was just that as a young Padawan, you missed it. You just didn't see it. Because a woman, and I don't mean body language, there's just you just missed the moment. But if she tells you that I want to kiss you, how did you reply back to her? How did you respond back to her?
Actually, you know, as you told me, I didn't really expect it. I just wanted to go through the motions and the thing.
I want you to mark at 1:34 on the show. 1:34, okay?
Yes.
I'm gonna tell you what to do.
Yep.
Show you game. I'm gonna talk to you. Okay. What I want you to say is this: say, you know what? I was just thinking about you and what you said, and you know what? Instead of me shutting up and kissing you, what I want to do is allow me to make that up to you. You know what? And write this down. So, maybe you want to say this. Even though I was going to go in for the kiss, I chose not to. I don't want to be like all those other thirsty guys. I rather talk to you to peel back more layers of you because, as I told you before, when I first met you, I want to know more about your character. Yes, I can see it in the air that it was the right time to kiss you. But I just don't rush at things. I like to take my time and do things slow, kind of like when I was telling you what I like intimacy to be. To me, I was just showing you a side of me. But now that you've seen that side of me, now why don't we meet, I guess, tomorrow at this place so I can allow you to make it up to me. LOL, just kidding. I'll make it up to you. And then I would do, from that point, I would do a kissing 101. I would do a making out. I would add a little bit of dirty talk and master the bedroom, and then a five play. So think about the five moves. I do a pinch of five play, a pinch of master the bedroom, a little bit of dirty talk, a little bit of five play or making out, and then the kissing 101 move. I would combinate that. So when I do kiss her, she's going to want to carry that shit over from the kiss, because the way I show you how to do that is going to be so wow to her that she's going to be like, God damn, well, I'm thinking more about you type stuff. So does that make any sense to you, my brother?
Yes. So I get that one on the chamber, but I wasn't clear enough, but it was a debrief because I finally kissed her at the end of the date and I brought her to my house.
Okay.
So, yes. So before I take her to my house, I rehearse the moves I will make. I don't know how to say that. Yeah, maybe my English is not very perfect, but you know,
drill.
Well,
what is your question? Let's get to your question. What's your question?
No, I asked about the STDs, and I wanted to
She asked you about STDs. Hold on, stop. Listen. Why do you think she asked you about STDs?
Yeah, because as you told me that she wants to be sure that I am clean and everything. Because, you know, when she went into my house, she didn't expect all the things. She saw the wine above the bed.
Stop. You okay? I understand where you're coming from. Listen. As I told you before, either show her that you're disease free, which is okay. There are women that listen. When I was a gigolo and whoring around women, some of them asked me, are you clean? Because I know you fuck a lot of women. I've had other women say, I know you fuck a lot of women. You know, I just don't want to catch anything. You're not going to catch anything. I'm clean. And you know what? I would go down. See, remember, you got your sex kit in your car. So I go down to my little sex kit in my car, and I have my little paperwork right next to my cologne, right next to my clothes for tomorrow, and my little sex kit. I have the paper there, so it's to ease her mind. You're just easing her mind. That's all you're doing, okay? Yeah. You're just easing her mind.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that I want you to do it not for her. I want you to do it for yourself, so whenever this happens again, you're prepared. See, I want you prepared for everything, not just waiting for the moment, okay? So if she's feeling that you need to get that, show her that you're disease free. I have no problem showing her that because I want her to feel comfortable because listen, the more comfortable she feels around you, the greater the sex is going to be, the more experimentation there's going to be, the more wild shit that you're going to do. Because at that point, she's saying that, okay, I can do whatever I want with this guy, and I'm not going to catch anything. But you're also allowed to ask her. If you show her those papers, you're allowed to ask her if she's disease-free. Let me see your papers. You know what I used to do? When I used to drive and go to a restaurant and ask for food, right, years ago, what they would do, if you gave them a $20 bill, they would take a marker and they would just mark the bill to see if it's real, right? What do you think I did when I asked for my change? Before you give me my change, I want you to mark every goddamn bill you give me. You see that? If you're going to do that to me, I have every right to say you do that to you. So, hey, listen, if you're going to get the test and then ask for one back or don't mess with her, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So,
thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for the call, brother. Au revoir. Is that it? Au revoir. Hey, yo, Frenchie.
Au revoir.
Peep
gang. Au revoir.
Hey, wait, real quick. Don't forget, like the breakfast, go to when she comes over to look at my French toast croissant breakfast. Oh, man. They've never had it. They've never had a French toast croissant. They've had French toast, but not using the croissant. So look in that shit, man, and check that out, okay, big guy?
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, brother. All right, take care, brother. All right, guys, I'm the Dean. We've got 26 minutes to go. We got a lot to cover. I got you guys covered. Let me go ahead. I got some questions. Let me go ahead and answer a few questions, guys, in the chat room. I hope all you guys are doing well. Welcome to the show. Let me go ahead and get to the big. Okay, I'll do this for you one time. Yeah. The Creed, listen, brother, the Creed is going to be in the first pages of the book, okay? I will, but I'll play it for you. I'm going to do it one time, but I'll play it one more time. Just mark your thing or just go back and do it and write it down afterwards, okay? So I'll go ahead and play it for you. And again, guys, if y'all are new, I always tell you guys out there is even in your mind, you want to go to your dojo just like you go to your court system, your marketing team, your culinary school. You should have a dojo of your creed. And this is the man mindset creed that you can take it. It can be yours. It is not a code. It's just a thing of learning how to talk to yourself by saying things like, I am the only one of my kind. This is my truth. I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself and not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up, and I'm not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That's your job. This is who I am today. And if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you get to meet the new me tomorrow. Okay, there you go, brother, for you. All right, let's get to some of these questions, guys. We've got a lot to talk about. I want to make sure I keep up with the questions as I'm teaching you guys. So let me get to the next question. Hold on a second. I got to mark all these questions down. Let me get to the next question we have right here. Next question we have is from a Tommy. Tommy says, Steve, how many women have you slept with exact numbers? Genuine question, and just out of curiosity, nothing personal. I don't know, brother. I don't know. But you should never ask a man how many women he's fucked, man. I don't know what that does for you. But anyway, let's get to the next one. So you mind chose a path of least resistance. And it, So you mind choose the path of least resistance. It tries to avoid pain. You mean it tries to avoid pain? Is it natural? Is it built up? I think you're saying if you're taking you're just taking the easy way out. Basically, I guess that's what you're saying. So you're just surface dwelling. It's a habit that your mind has built up, surface habit. If you're talking to a chick that doesn't prove that you have if talking to a chick doesn't prove you have game, what's the difference of a dude talking to a chick from a dude talking with game to a chick? All right. So there are several things and several differences in the two things. Okay, I like the question that you're asking, but the question that you're asking is one of depth. Okay, it's a depth question. So basically, the dude, and again, let me say this, read this again. So if you're talking to a chick, doesn't prove you have game. Okay, what is the difference? What's the differences of a dude talking to a chick from a guy with game talking to a chick? All right, it's night and day. The average guy, surface dweller, has fear. They have anxiety issues. They make excuses. They blame. They're victims. They're emotional. They act like women. These guys, they don't have any kind of substance, okay, because they don't know who they are. Now, versus a guy that has game, the guy that has game has values to himself, beliefs. He has principles. He has tendencies and abilities. He's got personalities. He's the kind of man, when he talks to a woman, he wants to show her the big picture because he's already showed himself. He thinks strategically. He sets vision. He has direction. He is clear, concise, and transparent. What you see is what you get. I'm not trying to impress you, prove myself to you, or to get you to like me. He speaks in an impactful way. He goes above and beyond the average guy because that's who he is, because he's always evolving as a man. He always goes after results. He gets things done. He acts decisively. He takes risks. He has laws. He has rules. He has codes. He has principles. He has narratives. He has a mission statement, a vision statement, a legacy statement. He knows what his for is. He knows why he's doing what he's doing. He can defend it. He can stand on it. He can express it. He can do whatever he wants to do because he's one with himself. That's the difference. The problem is you're putting a woman in this. The problem is it's not the woman. The problem is it's the person and what he thinks of himself. See, game is you. It's not who you're talking to. It's how you talk to yourself. And if you talk to yourself and don't love yourself and you hate yourself, you're showing the woman that then you got to prove yourself to a woman. You got to beg. You got to barter. You got to do all this silly shit that the average cupcake is doing. So that hopefully you can understand that. But that was a great question that you asked. But that's the that's basically the difference, man. Guys, I want to call in. Let me check the phone lines. Lines are up. Lines are good. We're going to keep going, guys. We'll keep pushing forward, gentlemen. Let me just make sure I got all the – I think I'm good with all the questions, gentlemen. I love the questions. We got you covered. Okay. What is the best what is a trap card? Can someone help me? What is a trap card? Can someone help me what a trap card is? I'm sorry. I don't know what one is. What is a trap card? I don't know what that is. I don't know what that means. Can you go over and send me a picture leading up to the date? Sure. See, what I want to do is the reason why I want to ask for a picture, because number one, I'm training her. And number two, this kind of goes with what I always say, the law of Jill Scott. So let's look at the law of Jill Scott. Listen to the law of Jill Scott.
I say it like this. If you can tell me what to do, mm-hmm. then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
So what it does, it allows me to begin to train her, because if I train her enough, she's going to then ask me for a photo. I know how this works, but what I want to do is it gives me the opportunity to see her in that moment. I don't want some old pictures. I want to see you right now so I can tell you why I'm looking forward to seeing you feed the ducks or going for coffee, tea, ice cream, or wine. It allows me to push the envelope a little bit further by letting her know why we're going to have a good time and reinforce everything that I said in the beginning, okay? But I need you to give me more depth. You call in to ask, because I don't know what you're – I don't know where you're – something's happening maybe because you didn't do it or you want to do it and you're not sure why you want to do it. So please call in real quick, 563-999-3056, and I got you covered. This guy says, what if a woman gets – manipulated, take advantage by the guy? Because you say, okay, wait, I think we already talked to that guy. We already talked to that guy, so I'm not going to go there. Let's see here. Let's get to the next question. We get to Joe. Okay, we already answered that question. Let me see here. Let me keep going. Make sure, yeah, call in if you I'm trying to understand your question that you're asking, but please do that. Let me double check because we're going to get to this thing. We got the least resistance. We got his question. All right. I think we're going to questions. So I continue with it. Wait, shit. Let me see here. All right. When you take a woman out for cocoa or tea and you invite her, should the guy pay or both pay for it? If you're asking this question, what I'm saying to you is don't ask anybody else, please. Just don't. If you're, I think you're 18, so I'm going to let you slide because you sound like an 18-year-old. Listen, in the real world, when a man asks a woman out, he's going to pay, and that's all to it. But that's why I tell you, make sure what you're paying. You're not – see, the reason why I tell you about Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks or take her for ice cream, coffee, or tea is because you're going to meet so many women. I'm not trying to put you in a financial bind by spending more money than you have to spend. Now, when you have game, you're going to get your money back. So don't think if you spend $10, you'll flip that easily when you show the woman that you can hit. Remember I told you the 1, 2, 3 things, right? First thing I told you has got to be the trust thing. You got to get down to trust. And then you got to understand her perception. So if you are not really who you are and she goes through that filter and sees that you weak as fuck, she's going to use you. So you got to be careful about what you do. Let's get to this one. I got to the stream late, but you speak on having your four with women. Yeah, your four, real quick. Let me just go into your four, as I showed you before. It's right here. Just photocopy. It's really simple. Whenever your four is a combination of different fours. So what you see on the left-hand side, A, B, and C, are different scenarios and situations where you must always stick to your four or lead her to your four. But in order to know what your four is, whatever your four is, you got to know why that's your four. And whatever that four is, if you're ever challenged on that four, you must defend it, stand on it, and be able to express it. That's all it is. So you have to, if you want, call in, give me an example, or give me an example of a woman. I gave one earlier today about being on your floor when a woman asked a guy about being drinking and driving. I showed you how fours work and how you can lead her to what you want by getting to your four, okay? How many judgments are there, and how did you learn? Well, I learned that when I've been a student with my mentor since I was 9 years old. So I learned the mind, man. I learned all this stuff at a very young age. I knew this at a very young age, man. I knew about judgments and stuff. That's part of being a student of the game, man. It's part of being a student of the game, my brother. What is your square? Well, your square is your standard. Your standard. It like I said before, see, a lot of people always, and it goes back to the three little pigs. We were always taught a story about three little pigs. And what we were taught was, and there was a moral to the story, if your foundation is weak, the motherfucker can come by and blow that shit down. I guess that was what they were trying to teach you us, or teach us as kids. The first little pig's house was made of hay, right? Wolf came by, huff and puff, because it was a weak foundation. Second one was sticks, huff and puff, that one. The third one was made of brick. He couldn't huff and puff and break it down. But when you have game and you learn game from your mentors that see sight beyond sight, they will teach you about the fourth pig. See, they don't tell you about this one because this is the one that we're all the horror stories. They don't tell you about this motherfucker. This is the motherfucker I want you to be. See, just because he went through the first one and got through the first one, got through the second one, but got to the third one and he couldn't huff and puff, so maybe he moved on to the fourth one. But see, unlike the other three, the fourth one had the skulls of wolves. So what the fourth one did was send a message. He did the one thing the other three didn't do. The other three, two of them had weak foundations. One of them had a strong foundation. But what I'm trying to teach you is being able to send a fucking message from a long distance. Not when a woman walks up to you, that she knows that when she gets with a motherfucker like you, you ain't like anybody else that she's ever met. So what I'm saying is, I'm trying to teach you guys how to be the fourth pig that they don't talk about. Stories don't talk about that. But see, that's where game comes in at. When you are a student of the game, you'll learn about shit that you ain't supposed to learn about, because there's a lot of things that those fairy tales talk about that they keep away from the surface dwellers. Because every if you think about it, there's a lot of these stories out there that if you go back, they have horrible endings. Oh, my God, like very horrible endings and shit. But that's not for kids, so they got to clean that shit up. But there was a fourth one, and that fourth one had skulls of wolves who thought that he could just walk up on his motherfucking house and try to tear that shit down. And look what happened to the other one. So it's the message. It's sending the message, all right? Let's continue here. All right, before we get back to the show, make sure I got – okay, we're good on questions. All right, so we'll save – we'll save, let's see here. Lawrence, would you consider coming to, yeah, of course. Just get at me at the Man Mindset. Yeah, manmindset@gmail.com. Just get at us and let us know. Just get at us, okay? Get at us. Real quick, cologne, my favorite one. There's two, well, I don't know. This, I always love this one. I show you, dog. Now, I don't have the cologne with me on the, I think I got the cologne in my other drawer. But there's another cologne I have by there, and it's the same one. But, hey, guys, this is a deodorant. I mean, I get all the – guys, I'm talking about smelling good, man. They got this in soaps and deodorants. My soap one – I mean, my deodorant run is gone. And I got another one that's another from the same product, but it's a different one. So I love this shit. But this is my go-to. This is my – guys, get a chance, go to Macy's or Dillard's, ask them to get a sample of this, and I'm telling you, it's go-to. It's Jesus, it's beautiful. It's like a Mona Lisa. Let's see here. All right, so I think we are good. Should I not text a woman something if I can't say it in real? No. Yes. Exactly. Leave women alone. I told you, leave women alone. Don't talk to women until you get your shit together. Okay? All right. Hey, man with a plan. I'm going to get you in a second. Let me get back to the class. I want to get back to the class. Okay? Oh, you mean tap card. Okay. All right. So let me see here. I will get to y'all other questions in 1 second. Okay, we're good. Let's continue this. Let me check the phone lines real quick. We got 9 minutes to go if you want to call in. Let's continue talking about what I was talking about the mind. Because I want to talk more solutions, even though we got to keep discussing this, because there's so much and so many layers of why your mind and why you don't believe in who you really are. Okay, why you don't see yourself as that person, because you don't believe in yourself, because you're always telling yourself, I'm not sure you can do it. And always remember, surface dwellers think in surface dwelling questions. You can always tell a surface dweller by how he talks. Surface dwellers always talk about things outside of themselves. Clothes, cars, money, status, looks, body, apartment, degrees, all that shit. They will always talk about the outside world. And that's what it wants you to do. Because how can you hit your core on the inside if all you're doing is thinking about everything outside of yourself? See, that's the trick that the mind does to you. Okay, that's the trick that it does, okay? Because you're so busy worried about the perception, not only of yourself, but you're worried about how you're perceived by women, because I know y'all, or other people. You're worried about other people and other things. That's where you could tell surface dwellers by the shit they think, because they're never talking about them on the inside. See, they think their beauty or lack thereof outside. It's something 50 Cent said today, and I'll tell you what he said. Let me pull what up. 50 Cent said something very huge today, and I posted it because it was beautiful. Give me a second. I'm gonna tell you what 50 said. Let me check. Is it 81, 345, 330, 330, 345, 330. I guess that's fine. All right. So let me get to 50 Cent. So let me tell you guys, give me 1 second. Let me tell you what 50 Cent said, because I posted. It was very good. It's very good. Because everybody's talking about, oh, shit, I'm sorry, that's me talking. All right, everybody's talking about 50 Cent, right? Everybody's knocking 50 Cent, or, you know, him being fat and all that, you know, just his size. They're making, like, size jokes and laughing at 50 Cent, right? But 50 Cent said something that was a fucking Mona Lisa, and I want to share it with you. It was beautiful. It was really deep, man. It was, here you go. See, 50 Cent said, I can't read what he said. Okay, I call all this teasing me. They're just teasing me because they know I can drop the weight. Okay? That's why I laugh at them. This is the key. He says this. Matter of fact, I'm not even going to say it. I want you to see it. I want you to see how powerful what 50 Cent said. All right, this comes from 50 Cent. This is what he said. I call all this teasing me. They're just teasing me because they know I can drop the weight. That's why I laugh at them. Ready? This is the key one. Fat shaming only applies when you're ashamed of your fat. Holy shit. Holy, he gets it. Oh, y'all, so many over your head. See, from the surface level, some of you are ashamed that you are fat. Some of you are ashamed that you're short. Some of you are ashamed at how your skin looks, if you got marks on your face or bumps. Some of you are ashamed that you might have one hand or you're in a wheelchair or whatever your situation is. But what he's saying is that as a man, I see the beauty in me only by me and for me. You can fat shame him all you want. And he's fine with it, because that's your priority. You can do it. Y'all can laugh at his body being that. But you know one thing's for sure. If he wants to drop the weight, he would drop the weight, because if you saw one of his movies, I think, that didn't hit the theater when he was playing, I think the football player, when he dropped all that weight, he could drop the weight if he chooses to drop the weight. But if he is proud and he likes what he likes himself, he doesn't give a fuck what you say, nor should you. Nor should you. And see, this is what I'm saying. And Oscar, and I'm going to say, Oscar, and I'm going to say this to you, Oscar. Oscar, I'm going to say this to you. Oscar, you can call him a $1.50 all you want, but he's got 3 top 10 hits on cable. He has done things as a rap artist that you will never do, and he's got money that you will never see. But yet you have the nerve to call him 150. That's that. See, this is why I laugh at the surface dwellers, because I understand it makes you feel better to laugh at somebody who's better at you. It makes you feel better to say shit, but I bet you this much. See, the thing about guys like you, you won't say that shit in his face. I bet you won't do that shit, because you know he'll fuck you up. But see, that's your problem. Your problem is you're judging another fucking man. Why do you care how fat he is? Are you trying to sleep with him or something? Why do you care? Why do you care? Tell all of us in the classroom, why do you care? Why do you care? Does it make you feel better because you are hating him? To make yourself feel better, I call him $1.50. Does that make you feel better? This is what's wrong with you surface dwellers, man. You know what? Not too many blacks get on the Super Bowl. And, you know, it used to be a time where black people couldn't even fucking perform at the goddamn Super Bowl. Maybe you should be looking at the fact that they did something that allowed some black artists to go on stage and perform on the highest stage of them all, the Super Bowl, instead of talking about how much of a guy weighs. Because guess what? That $1.50 motherfucker can pull any bitch he wants when he wants. If he's $1.50, $2, or a $5 fucking bill, he can still pull women, because his weight doesn't make him who he is. And that's where you fucking lose, because you're looking from the fucking surface and not looking from the mindset. He just told your dumb motherfucking ass, fat shaming only applies when you're ashamed of your fat. And he ain't ashamed of who the fuck he is, man. Fuck you talking about, man. Yeah, you're going to try that, dog. I like that, man. Yeah, there's too many judgments, man. Too many judgments. Too many judgments. But we're going to get to the – we're going to solve some shit. Too many judgments, guys. Too many judgments. It's okay to joke around. You know what I mean? It's okay. But, man, guys, y'all, man, dog, look. Y'all think fat guys, short guys, and ugly guys can't get put. Y'all, I don't know what – I don't know who has been indoctrinating y'all with a surface dweller shit. I have seen tons of motherfuckers, wheelchairs, and the whole nine. Short guys, fat guys, 4X, 5X, 6X motherfuckers doing a lot of fucking. Why all you motherfucking cock diesel motherfuckers are sitting on the sideline. Something about y'all might need to think about, man. Oh, yeah. Hey, man. This comes with the – it doesn't come with, but I'll show you. I think I got the other cologne. I'll show you that real quick. It's been a while. Let's go to a grassology real quick, and I'll get the thing real quick, because I wanted. We know that shit. So let's go ahead and get to a grassology. Here we go.
From the book Grassology. Grassology rule 3. Everything you do is a reflection of yourself. If you don't talk to her, you're a bitch. If you make excuses, you're a bitch. If you can't text, approach, and spit yak to her, you're a man. Just kidding. You're still a bitch. Why? Bitches do what bitches do. I don't know. I'm a man.
I can't find it.
Shit.
I thought it was in my... Shit. I can't find that shit. Damn it. I'll look for it. I can't... Bathroom. I don't know what to deal with. I think it's in the bathroom. I'm sorry. I'll show y'all tomorrow. I mean, not tomorrow, but whenever the show, I got it somewhere in my office. I just don't remember where I put it at. Anyway, so it looks like this one. It's a brand new Chanel. It's a great one because it's a new kind of lore. That sport, I always recommend these things. So let's get to the show. But let's get back to the show. This is the Dean. If you got a question, go ahead and ask. We're going to do some solving here. And I do want to say before we get into this is that we're not done. I mean, because there's so many layers to you guys that y'all have got to see more of yourself and understand yourself. And we really want to do that. But how do we begin the process? Let me get to my music and put some music down this shit. Put some music down while I talk this shit to you. Okay, so we're back. It's the Dean Man Mindset. Lines are down. So let me go ahead in that. Lines are down. But before I end it, hold on. I forgot, what is this? Hold on. Wait, what is this? Hold on. Let's see.
Hi, Tyler.
Okay, that was a Tyler thing. Okay. I was wondering what the fuck that was. All right, so lines are down.